Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So it's a perfect segue from what we just talked about with the Tigers being not a good team in a bad division. So let's talk about some wild card teams in each division and if you buy that they have a chance, okay?
Okay.
Let's start with the New York Jets, and there are some reasons here. Of course, Aaron Rodgers is a major upgrade at quarterback, but here's a major one they list, and it's Breece Hall returning from injury, and then the Jets' defense being even stingier in 2023.
But
do
guys,
you believe?
I don't believe, and I've said this from the beginning. Now, look, they might make a wild card, but David, their offensive line is below average. Mekhi Becton is yet to show he can stay healthy, much less be a high-level guy. Aaron Rodgers couldn't even make it through a workout yesterday without tweaking his ankle. See, here's the other thing. People always do this. Aaron Rodgers is 40 years old. Everyone thinks because Tom Brady did it, but it's like, no, Tom Brady's the outlier because he sleeps in a space chamber.
And they think everybody else can do it, yep.
Right. Like, I don't buy the Jets. Oh, and by the way, you see the accusations by Ty Johnson, former running back, former Terp.
Yeah.
Former Mike Locksley player?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got hurt, didn't want to do the surgery, and they told him, no, have the surgery. They cut him after he had the surgery.
The Jets have a lot of noise right now, too. What are your thoughts?
You know what? I think that they can be a wild card.
Now, what this means is we're talking about in their division. Like, they're the wild card team in the division that could make a surprise.
So
within their division, can they be the surprise team?
Surprise? No, they're not winning. Buffalo's got that.
Yeah, I'll say absolutely not.
No,
I just don't believe it. Hey, real quick question. Yeah. I thought the Lions made a sneaky good signing. Did you see that?
Yeah, the offensive lineman.
Ifedi, the former Seahawk. Only reason I bring it up, we love the tackles here. We love this offensive line, but they don't have a lot of depth. Matt Nelson's been bad. I love the fact they drafted a kid in the middle rounds. They bring in a former first-round pick. You almost think Troy Weaver's running the franchise. Like the Lions signed Jahlil Okafor. But, like, if Fetty gives you a veteran backup to compete with Matt Nelson where we have legitimate depth, that if and when one of your tackles go down. I know it's not David's thing, but it's football. I continue to love what the Lions are doing.
No, yeah, it brought in depth to them. So.
Now go get me Yannick Ngakoue. Give me a sack artist. Go get me another guy. What?
Oh, you really want that guy, don't
you? No, he's a one-trick pony, but every third down, this is a guy every year in the league, David, he's had at least 8.5 sacks.
You're right.
He's a one-trick pony.
You're right.
He can't stop the run, but if I say, hey, you, go kill that guy, he's capable of that.
Yeah, but you need somebody that can stop the run.
But that's not for third down. I just want to put all pass rushers on the field on third down. It's the only way to stop people.
Line them up wherever you need to. Go get the quarterback.
That's it, brother.
Until you play New Orleans, and then that running back is just going to run right through that defense.
Lies.
He's angry.
Lies and propaganda.
He was disrespected.
Let's touch on the AFC North.
He wears a teddy bear hat. David?
Touch on the AFC North, that wild card team, maybe surprise team, the Cleveland Browns. And one important thing they list here is Deshaun Watson will be available at the beginning of the season and really the offseason OTAs as well.
I think you know in the first 2 weeks what Cleveland's going to be. If Deshaun Watson doesn't come out and look like the player they thought they were getting, they finish last in that division. Yeah. It's that simple. They're either going to be really good or really bad, and it's based on him.
It really is. I mean, he took his offense to a trip to Bermuda or Jamaica or somewhere.
Yes, he did.
How about the end zone? Try that vacation.
You know what? He wins.
It was so hard to watch that team.
I got nothing. I'm
Now, this next division is a weak division, but this team is a weak team. So can they make noise in the division, though? That's the Houston Texans in the AFC South.
I'd be stunned if they win as many as 6 games. I mean, it's just rookie QB, best player on defense is a rookie. I can't.
Coach. I think they've set themselves up for a few years from now. No, this is not going to be a wild card team.
Yeah, I'll mention this next team, but it's a definite no. The division they're in, we'll can skip right past it. AFC West, it's the Denver Broncos. They're not making
No, I disagree.
Any.
You know what?
I disagree.
Whoa.
I'll tell you why. No, hold on. Go ahead. You said it. You buzzed in first.
No. I think that, honestly, I think that Denver can. This is going to be kind of how we talked about, you know, Deshaun Watson. This is it for Russ, okay?
Yeah, but I think the other thing is, Nathaniel Hackett
to
Sean Payton. Total, no one believed. Everyone knew he was a fool from the first game when he blew the layup with the timeout usage. Look, Sean Payton's real. Maybe he finds a way to vibe with this total weirdo Russ Wilson. The defense is good. I actually could see it. Hey, Kansas City's really good, but you know this. It's very hard to just go year after year after year after year. They're in, what, year six of their run?
It is, because for Kansas City, it's not. It's the boredom factor.
That's right.
The playoffs is where it really counts, so we can lose. So long as we're in this thing, that'll make it a little bit harder if we got to go through wildcard weekend. But let's not, you know, just use all of our energy trying to get the best record in the league again. We can win in Buffalo. We can win wherever. So we can get this thing going.
Surprise wildcard team of the NFC East, the New York Giants. It says Daniel Jones has more pass-catching options.
Yeah, but none of them are that formidable. One of them's a rookie.
Looks like?
Well, good and bad. I mean, Wink Martindale to me is a plus-plus DC. The problem for the G-men stopping a run.
Just put all pass rushers out there.
Here's the deal. I'm going to say this. Rico's going to be upset, and away we go. I think they take a step back this year to take a quantum leap next year. At the end of this season, the Giants will have the most salary cap in the entire NFL. This is a part of a two-year plan that Joe Shane had. Last year was totally unexpected and miraculous and cute. I think reality comes calling a little bit. You're not gonna win throwing four-yard passes. So I'm going to say no. Cannot win division. And I don't think they make the playoffs.
I'm going to say yes, only because there's no dominant team ever in the NFC East.
Philly.
And just when you think that team is going to win, somebody else comes.
It
was supposed to be Dallas last year. Like, you literally can put them all in a bag, David, shake it up, and then just pick the winner out.
Ready for this? David, go to the NFC North.
The NFC North?
Yeah.
The Chicago Bears.
Green Bay. Nope. Minnesota, nope.
Yes.
No one has a shot at this division.
Minnesota. It's
the Lions.
Minnesota. Did Justin Jefferson retire? Did I miss that breaking news?
Dalvin Cook won't be there. I bet you another dinner you won't pay up on. Dalvin Cook's not there to start the season.
No, I'm not betting that. Dude, when do you want this dinner?
When I'm done verbally abusing you.
You know what? How about this?
No.
David, how about after the show, we all go out and get some nice, hot, spicy Italian food.
Absolutely not. I hate everything about that statement.
And then the last two teams from the NFC South.
ENT would be thrilled with that choice tonight. Christ. My esophagus would fall apart.
Do you want the dinner or not?
The LA Rams, Atlanta Falcons. Any chance?
Atlanta, yes.
Whoa. It's a weak division.
It's Arthur Smith's running game.
Yeah.
Look, last year when they had nothing, fellas, they were still pounding the rock, and I think 10 weeks into the year, they were 5-5. You can't stop them.
Yeah.
So it's plausible. You're asking for a shot, and you're right. It's not Tampa. I'm not ready to go with New Orleans. Carolina's got a rookie QB. I'll say yes to Atlanta. Rams are going to be picking in the top five.
Yeah, Rams are going to be.
They're horrible.
Bad this year.
If I'm Aaron Donald, I'd walk away.
It is the ultimate, you got the Super Bowl, and now you're bad. And it's like, you know, people, if you just give me a Super Bowl, I don't care if we suck. Well, look at the Rams.
We've always said it. Show me an MSU playoff berth once a decade. I'll be bad the other 9 years.
Yeah.
It's the reality. You need the moment. Or inverse it. Make playoff every year, but lose to Michigan every year. I do it. Heartbeat.
F them picks. And that is.
I want that drop.
How about make the playoffs? But you got to play a game at Ford Field.
In. Knock down Spartan Stadium and the Troughs. All right, 5 o'clock, we get back into a decision that has angered me as we say farewell to a sport I once loved. We'll do it next, 97.1.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.